Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. It is that time once again. Time for the GI Film Festival San Diego, a film festival revealing the struggles, triumphs, and experiences of service members and veterans through documentaries, shorts, narratives, and family-friendly films. These films highlight stories of heroism, resilience, and honor. Joining us this morning is GI Film Festival San Diego Advisory Committee member Philip Samuele and U.S. Navy veteran and local filmmaker Mark Vizcarra. Welcome, Philip. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning, Gary.
Morning, Gary.
Nice to have the both of you on the show. We're going to talk about the GI Film Festival San Diego today. Philip, let's start with a little background info on the GI Film Festival. How many years has it been in San Diego now?
It started in 2015, so this is our fourth year. So we're real excited about what's going to occur this year.
And now the home base for this has been in Washington, D.C. And when did the GI Film Festival actually start, not just here in San Diego?
That's correct, Gary. It started in 2007 in D.C., That was the one and only GI Film Festival. We were kind of surprised to learn that, and we quickly had a conversation with the D.C. organizers, and we really had that positive conversation about bringing it to the West Coast. So in 2015, we had our inaugural festival, and it has really taken off. And the exciting news about that is that San Diego is now going to become the national GI Film Festival. So we're going to take on the mantle from D.C., and San Diego is going to be the epicenter now for the GI Film Festival. So real exciting.
So it won't be held in D.C. anymore?
No, it won't. It'll be here in San Diego, so which makes sense. I mean, we have one of the highest concentrations of veterans and military probably in the world. So it really makes sense for it to be here in San Diego and to really tell the stories of our military community here in San Diego.
So when it was held here in San Diego the past several years, was it still being held in D.C.?
It was. This is the first year that D.C. has not put on a film festival.
So now it's San Diego.
So now it's San Diego. So very exciting for us. We're proud to take on that mantle, and we're honored to kind of take on that torch and go on that journey.
So having the military population that we have, that was a big part, I would assume, of the decision-making there.
That's correct, and then also the community partners and the community in general just really got behind the festival. It's really unique from other festivals. I mean, there's some terrific festivals here in San Diego, but the GI Film Festival San Diego really kind of takes on that military experience for the community. It really tells the story of the military community. It's surprising that many people that live here in such a highly concentrated military community don't really know the stories of our military folks. So this is a great platform for those stories to kind of come forth and to be told, and to learn about the challenges of military life.
And the festival is organized in partnership with a couple of groups, the GI Film Group and Film Consortium San Diego, right?
That's correct. The GI Film Group, they like to be known as the Sundance for the troops. So it's real fitting because it really does have that unique quality to it. And the Film Consortium really, really helps, you know, gain support and community to kind of rally behind the film festival. So they really have been great at networking for us.
Why is a festival like this so important to the military community, not just here in San Diego, but in general?
Well, I think there's a disconnect between military and civilian life, and the film festival really helps connect that. It really tells those stories. Those stories that are not often told, so it really gives them a platform to really share those stories which would otherwise not be heard, and it really opens the community's eyes to the plight of the military community.
And I would assume then that is pretty much what you want people to take
right
away from this festival.
I mean, our goal is to, for those folks that attend the festival, to kind of learn something new about the military, and that happens all the time in our festival, and that's why we're seeing tremendous growth.
Now, how many films do you have in the festival this year?
We have 34 films, 9 world premieres, and 5 West Coast premieres, so we're real excited about that. and it's going to kind of showcase, it's going to have its opening night at the Museum of Photographic Arts in Balboa Park on September 25th. And we're really getting some traction behind that because one of the films that's going to be shown that evening will be The American, and it stars George Takei. Okay. So we're really getting some traction behind that. People really are taking notice. We're seeing a lot of traffic on our social media. So we're really excited about that. We're really expecting a terrific opening night.
And the festival runs through the 30th.
Through the 30th, that's correct, yes.
Okay, and now you said you had 34 films this year. How many submissions did you get?
We had over 200 submissions.
Wow.
So it keeps growing and growing. The word is getting out. We're really becoming a platform for those movie makers.
And so then you had to whittle it down from 200-plus films
right,
to
right.
34. Thankfully,
we have a group of dedicated advisory committee members that are really plugged into the pulse of the military. Me, for example, I'm with the Armed Services YMCA. We've been in San Diego for 100 years now, so we hope to have our finger on the pulse of the community, and we're honored to give advice to the committee. In turn, those other committee members do the same, and we're able to kind of really breathe the essence of the military community in our committee meetings and make some good decisions on the type of films that we're going to show at our festival.
Can't be easy to
get it down
to 34 from 200.
No, it's not. I mean, I was just in conversation I was sharing with Mark. You know, as an editor, you have these full-length movies, and so much of the good stuff winds up on the editor's floor. Same holds true for our committee. There's so many wonderful films that we have to kind of pass on, and potentially that, you know, they can be entered in next year's festival. So there's always an opportunity for those films to have a platform.
What do you look for when trying to decide which films make it and which films don't?
That really provides that military experience that showcases the mindset of the military, tells their story. Those stories that wouldn't otherwise have a platform, we give them that platform, that voice. So we kind of give them a way for them to reach out, to extend their reach, and that's what we're hoping for. Something that the community will kind of gain from going to our festival and seeing these films and learning something new about the military community.
And of course, the movies, the films, the GI Film Festival is open to the public.
Oh,
anybody,
yes,
can come.
Of course, yes.
And I want to talk about a little bit more about the GI Film Festival and possibly some of the films that will be shown this year. But first, Mark, you are a filmmaker. You're also a U.S. Navy veteran.
Yep.
When did you, first of all, how many years were you in the Navy?
I did 21 years. So it was pretty much my first career. But I always loved movies. But I also wanted to fly. So you can't have both.
Yeah.
So I decided to, let me go ahead and get this flying bug out. And so I went ahead and got commissioned and flew with some of the world's best fighters. I was blessed to have the opportunity to serve in the United States Navy that has, I think, the best fighters. So I ended up flying the F-14, the F-18. And just had the time of my life. I couldn't believe I was being paid to do what I was doing. And I never looked at it as a job. I really didn't. I was like, this is great.
So after you got out of the Navy, that's when you decided to get into filmmaking?
Kind of, and not the, because I still had this, you'll find out most service members, we're almost addicted to serve. And so I did 21 years, you know, flying for the Navy, but then I felt like I wasn't done yet. And I really thought there's a problem with we were falling apart from within. You know, I spent my whole Navy career going against the wicked Soviet Union and then, the Middle East stuff that happened there. And then suddenly I found this, you see in the news about how we're just falling from within, and it comes down to education. So I said, okay, let me go do that. So I became a high school teacher at Patrick Henry High School for 8 years. I ran the Navy Junior ROTC and taught naval science and more leadership though and responsibility and stuff that I think that that we're a little lacking is a culture in society and service too. I always impressed the young minds is like, you know, there's more in this world than you.
Mm-hmm.
Serve, you know, and I didn't mean to go serve in the military. Go serve anywhere.
Right.
Go to the Peace Corps. Go, you know. In fact, actually, I used to talk to kids out of going to serving because some of the kids would come up, hey, Commander, you know, I want to get in. I was like, really? Well, you know, there's other ways to serve. I don't take what I'm saying is serve, just go in the military, just right. serve. And they, no, I want to go serve. So, and those got really scary because some of those kids went off to Afghanistan. And, and I felt really bad and then just waited for them to return. And then luckily they all did. So when I did 8 years of that. And then finally I said, okay, I was going to lose my GI Bill. And, cause they give you time straight on the GI Bill. So I, all right. So, I'll finally go to my other passion, which is filmmaking. So I went, enrolled in the, LA Film School and got another Bachelor of Science degree in digital filmmaking and then started making movies. And I've started a film, production company, and it's called Speed and Angels. It is all for making films to honor those who serve. And, I've been, had quite a bit of luck. I mean, I've had 3 films in the GI Film Festival. First film was The Flying Greek, and it's kind of weird. If you take there's a sequence to my films that I've made so far. First one was Flying Greek about Steve Pisanos. Now, this man was an incredible immigrant. Everyone's talking about immigration. Guess what? He was an illegal immigrant, and he came to this country with $8 a name, couldn't speak English. Next thing you know, he's fighting Nazis with the Eagle Squadron in Great Britain before Pearl Harbor, and he goes on, becomes a double ace. He's the first U.S. to get naturalized on foreign soil. On top of that, his story is so compelling. I read his book, and I thought, this isn't a book. This is a movie.
Yeah.
So, and he's a friend of mine. He was 96 years old. And I said, hey, I'm in film school. Can I get the film rights to your book? And he said, sure. And I said, you know, I'm going to take you down the red carpet of the GI Film Festival. He died June 6th, and the film festival was later that month. But he did get to see the trailer. And loved it, but he died the night I showed him the trailer that day. He died that night.
Wow.
And so that was my first film. Got nominated for Best Short, didn't win, but you know, it was my first film. Second film, that was about World War II. Second film's about Korea. So I made another film about another great American hero that's in my veterans group. He's 92, and so I had to go with age. First guy was 96, this was 92. So, and that's the reason why I wasn't at last year's GI Film Festival, because I was out with Royce Williams. He's an incredible hero, still alive and just kicking. In fact, he was up at Tailhook this last weekend, still partying. And the man is incredible. If you want a great interview Royce Williams. But then this movie that's going to be in this year's GI Film Festival is about Vietnam. So I've gone from World War II, Korea, to Vietnam, and I'll probably go back. But that was really important to me, because with every film, as a filmmaker, I find with every film, I get better. And because it's a learning process, and you really do pick up a lot of stuff at every film you go. And you kind of wish you knew that before, you know. But this one's real neat, because it's real special to me, because it's about my dad. And my dad flew the F-105, which was the workhorse of the Vietnam Air War. And what's really unique about Thud Pilots in this story is not too many people know about that side of the war. Everyone knows about Vietnam, but they think about the jungle, the ground war. They really don't know the war started from the air in 65, and when Operation Rolling Thunder started. And, you know, it's called Rolling Thunder for a reason, because the F-105 was Thunder Chief, and it was Rolling Thunder, and they did all the bombing raids up north. And when you look at the history, which they're really not taught, or a lot of people don't realize, is that was more dangerous than the Soviet Union. I mean, the skies over Soviet Union, because the Soviet Union and China, it was a proxy war to them, and they made Hanoi almost impenetrable. And in the process of doing it, a lot of people don't realize is they only made a little over 800 F-105 Thunder Chiefs at the time. It was one of the premier fighters of the United States Air Force. They lost half of them over Southeast Asia. And so I really wanted to tell his story. And then in the process, we just traveled across the United States, and I just started interviewing all these Thud pilots. And their stories were just so compelling. They're unscripted, too. I mean, I just hit the recording button and said, tell me your story. And there were a couple times where we're filming them, and I don't think there was a dry eye on the studio. So it's really, really neat. And I hope a lot of people walk away learning something about that war that's really untold.
And this movie is showing, this is a world premiere, right?
World premiere.
And this is showing Wednesday, September 26th, right?
Yes.
At the Museum of Photographic Arts in Balboa Park.
Yes, it is.
Do you know the time?
7:15. There's going to be a film, another Vietnam short, that's going to be right before at 7 o'clock, and then ours starts at 7:15. And then we have a panel discussion of both films at the end.
Okay, and if I'm not mistaken, your father's going to be
part of the panel discussion? Yep, father's going to be on that one. So if there's any questions that his story, because I saved, again, he's my dad, so I'm a little bit biased, but his story is the last story to be told. And I think it's one of the best. So.
And if I'm not mistaken, also, you won a couple of awards last year, did you?
I won, the best?
Best narrative short.
Best narrative short.
And best film made by a veteran or service member, right?
Yes.
And that was in the local film showcase award category.
Yes, and then the film also won best actor for Larry Poole, and he was incredible in this movie.
And which movie was that?
That was, believe it or not, my Western.
A Western?
Yeah, a Western. And it's a real neat story. I love that movie, too. It's one of my favorite movies to make because, I love Westerns. I grew up, watching Clint Eastwood movies.
So you venture out and don't just do military-themed films.
No, I actually have a slate of film projects that I'm trying to get financial backing to do. I have a faith-based one, some more military ones, a biopic that I'm trying to get going that's never been done before. And so it's I got plenty of content. Movies take a lot of money to make.
and getting these awards, how did that feel for you to be recognized like this?
I was honored because San Diego has incredible filmmakers. They do. A lot of my friends are filmmakers, and we talk about it. And all we do is like, hey, let's work together. And we will. We work together because it really is an art, and it's how you see how you want to tell a story. And I find the more people thinking about it and pulling ideas from everyone else, the better the story. And I just honored because I'm just lucky.
That's great. Well, congratulations. We'll see what happens this year with your new movie, and there are other awards that are handed out, right, Philip, besides the awards that Mark had received?
That's correct, yes. We also provide awards for students and professionals, best narrative shorts, best documentary shorts, best narrative feature, best documentary feature. But what really gravitates to me is the local film showcase, which really creates a platform for veterans and active duty military to make movies for, by, and about our military community. It really gives them an opportunity for a voice to tell those stories. And in the business that I'm in, nonprofit work, we're a military-connected nonprofit, the Armed Services YMCA. I mean, we're in the business of telling those stories and trying to get the community to rally behind these military communities and support them in any way we can. And the GI Film Festival has been a great platform to do that. It really distills those stories in a nice way where we can kind of relay and articulate to our supporters.
And the judges for these awards, how many judges do you have? What's the process?
They have a tough time. I mean, there's about, 12 judges, three different tiers, and it has to make it through those three tiers to come up with an award. So they have a tough time. I know they really toil over all the different films that are being showcased during the festival. But they really put a lot of thought and dedication into their decision making. So, we feel very comfortable with the decisions that come forth from that.
Now, what are the backgrounds of the judges?
We have some filmmakers on board. We also have quite a few community advisory partners through different military-connected nonprofit groups, Armed Services, YMCA, Red Cross, USO, so forth, that really put a lot of thought into the efforts that go into these productions.
And when do the awards get handed out? Is that at the last day, or is it done periodically throughout?
There is a awards celebration, and I believe it's on Saturday.
Saturday night.
So the night before it all ends.
Right. So it's a wonderful evening. There's lots of celebration going on, and a lot of collaboration. And I think during the celebrations, like Mark mentioned, there's a lot of new collaborations that are made at those celebrations as well.
And is that open to the public too?
It is.
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm. What else can people expect at this year's GI Film Festival? Can we talk about another film or two real quickly?
Well, what's really gravitated to me is the Japanese-American internship documentaries. I mentioned one earlier. George Takei is in a film, The American, that really shares the story about some of the Japanese-Americans that were interned during World War II, Executive Order 9066. And it's really relevant to today because we're still dealing with a lot of immigration issues and actually putting, you know, innocent people behind bars just because of their race. So it's very relevant, and I'm glad that it's being showcased in the GI Film Festival. And we're getting a lot of traction, of course, with The American with George Takei, but there are others that have a story to tell. I mean, San Diego was really impacted by that executive order in 9066, where over 1,000 families were uprooted and sent off to these concentration camps. So it's telling those stories, and that really has resonated with me, and I think it's a story worth sharing.
And part of the festival, too, you have several film blocks, and this is where you have certain themes, right?
Correct.
And this happens throughout the festival as well?
Yes, we're getting better at that. We are creating more opportunities for different filmmakers to kind of get into those film blocks.
And also, as Mark had mentioned, there's going to be a panel discussion after his movie shows. There are other panel discussions, too.
Yeah, that's the part that I really appreciate. You really get to ask those questions that are in the back of your mind about the film that really appeals and resonates with you. So the panel is a extra piece that really appeals to our audience. And that's what kind of separates us from some of the other film festivals. You really get the insight, and you really get to hear firsthand from some of the folks that those films were based on, some of the heroes in the in those confrontations that happened.
And those panel discussions include the filmmakers themselves and actors like Mark's father.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so again, the GI Film Festival is September 25th through the 30th, right?
The 30th, that's correct.
And where's it being held again? We know it's at the Photographic Museum of Photographic Arts in Balboa Park. That's one of the locations. Where else?
Right, it's also going to be shown at UltraStar at Hazard Center.
Okay, those two places.
So it's going to be, those two locations.
And again, people, if they want to go, it is open to the public. And you do offer discounts for military, right?
Yeah, we do have military discounts. The admission is $10, and you can also get an all-access pass, which is $120, and that'll get you full access to all the different screenings that are available during the festival.
So access to all 34 films, all the panel discussions.
That's exactly right, yes. It's a great deal.
The whole kit and caboodle.
So you can go to the GI Film Festival SD.org, and you can access that information, all the different showings and prices, and you can actually purchase your tickets online through that website.
Okay, so there is information about the films, which films they are, even some background on the films so people can kind of read up before they go?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Including trailers, too.
So they can get a little a sneak peek
right
at some of the films. And it will have the times and all that good stuff
right
as well. And, Mark, you have a website for your new film.
Yes.
For Thud Pilots. What's that?
It's just an informative website where you can get everything you need to know about the making of the movie Thud Pilots, including, if you want to get a ticket through to the world premiere. It's going to be at the GI Film Festival. You can buy it right through there. It's www.thudpilots.com.
And again, the world premiere for your movie is Wednesday, September 26th at the Museum of Photographic Arts in Balboa Park. Showtime is 7:15, right?
Yeah, and get your tickets because in the past they always sell out, and there's limited seating, so get them now.
Anything else you want people to know about the GI Film Festival? Anything else that they can expect this year? Any other different things going on this year than in the past?
We're real excited about George Takei. I think he's going to be present and on the panel, I believe.
Oh, that would be nice.
At the Museum of Photographic Arts on opening night. So we're real excited about that and what else he's has to say about some of the other projects that he's working on.
And for anybody who does not know who he is,
that is Sulu from Star Trek.
Star Trek, of course. Yep.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to him because I'm going to tell him, hey, I was on the USS Enterprise. No, the original USS Enterprise.
that one. All right. So one more time, the festival is September 25th through the 30th, the GI Film Festival San Diego. Now, after this year, it's not going to be the GI Film Festival San Diego, will it? Will it be the national GI
So I think
Film
that's
festival?
Still under discussion. We need to figure out, you know, title, and we'll be working with the GI Film Group to kind of transition that in the best possible way.
Determine
but
what
but
to
they're
call
they're
it.
All in favor of us taking on that mantle, and they're very supportive.
Philip and Mark, thank you for being on the show today and filling us in on the upcoming GI Film Festival San Diego. Sounds like it's going to be another great year for it.
Thank you, Gary.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from the San Diego LGBT Community Center. We'll be talking about their programs and their upcoming walk. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.